This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Today is the last day to vote in this year's election. CPR's Matt Bloom reports on Colorado's turnout so far.
Prior to Election Day, more than 1.3 million people in Colorado had cast their ballots, mostly by mail. Denver's clerk and recorder Paul Lopez says his city's numbers are lagging a bit behind the last midterm election in 2018, but that could change.
We expect to see that usual Election Day rush. The more you have towards the end, the longer it's going to take to count.
Unaffiliated voters showed up the most in early voting, outnumbering Democrats and Republicans by more than 6 percentage points. Drop boxes and polling centers are open until 7 p.m. tonight. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Twitter is laying off nearly 90 people in Boulder following that company's takeover by Elon Musk. CPR Sarah Mulholland.
The Denver Post reports the layoffs are expected to start on January 4th, after the company filed a notice with state labor officials. Musk is making deep cuts in Twitter's ranks around the world after buying the company for $44 billion. As many as half of the company's 7,500 employees have reportedly lost their jobs. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency will award nearly $3 million to local air monitoring projects across Colorado. That includes a program to track air quality near Bella Romero Academy outside Greeley. Patricia Nelson's son attends the school, which is next to an oil and gas site. She says the project will help parents know if kids are in danger.
And we will be able to provide information and more data when we're communicating the need for stricter air quality regulations.
The EPA plans to spend $53 million for similar projects nationwide. The funding comes from federal COVID recovery legislation and the Inflation Reduction Act. Travelers on westbound I-70 could see some delays this week near Georgetown. Weather permitting, road crews will do some work to help prevent rock falls. The work could start today and continue through Thursday. This is CPR News.